Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
As oil sands development continues in northeastern Alberta, habitat is lost for animals like moose and wolves. At the recent Conrad Symposium on Oil Sands Reclamation, forest ecologist Holger Bohm reported on the recent findings of WEC, the Wildlife Habitat Effectiveness and Connectivity Program. According to Holger Bohm, the WEC study area for wolves covers a 150 square kilometer strip just north of Fort McMurray.
We put radio collars on wolves to track their movements mainly. So that entails obviously catching them and attaching a collar to the wolf. And then we get the wolf location sent to us through the computer. And we can pretty much real life now with the new technology follow the wolves on a daily basis on the computer, seeing where they walked. Given that we are looking into connectivity, we are really interested in seeing how wolves move between mines. Do they walk along rivers or linear features, or how do they move where and at what times is really what it comes down to.
Holger Bohm says WEC researchers have identified at least 10 wolf packs in the oil sands study area, and home territories for the wolves can range from 500 to 2,000 square kilometers. Thanks today to Syncrude. Learn more at innovationanthology.com. I'm Cheryl Croucher.